This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Callum Robertson and with me today is Kate. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Callum.
Today we're going to be talking about an English legend, a man who, according to the legend, stole from the rich and gave to the poor. Who am I talking about?
Oh, that's got to be Robin Hood.
Yes, it is Robin Hood. And what do you know about Robin Hood, or the legend of Robin Hood?
Well, I know that he lived in Sherwood Forest, and he was the enemy of the Sheriff of Nottingham. He was an outlaw or a bandit and a great archer. He was also a good swordsman and was the leader of a gang of forest people, otherwise known as his Band of Merry Men. And there have been lots and lots of films and television series about him.
Yes, that's right. In fact, from what I can tell, there have been over 100 different film and television versions of his story. And that's the topic of today's question. When was the first film version of the Robin Hood story? Was it A, 1908, B, 1918, or C, 1928?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I've got no idea, so I'm going to guess at B, 1918.
We'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. If you were to describe Robin Hood, what would you say?
Well, what springs to mind is that he was always dressed in green and that he wore tights, which are close-fitting clothes for the legs. At least that's how he was often seen in films.
The latest film version has just been released. It stars Russell Crowe as Robin Hood, and he wasn't happy with this image of Robin Hood dressed in green tights. He joked that it would be difficult to fight a battle wearing tights in an English forest because you'd be worried about tearing your tights. But he doesn't use the word tearing. What word is used for when tights get torn?
Well, we often use the expression getting a ladder in your tights. A ladder.
OK, so let's listen now to Russell Crowe talking about fighting in the forest in tights. Now, what is it that he says he wanted to give the character of Robin Hood?
You've got to ask yourself the practicality of romping through the English forest wearing a pair of green tights. The proximity and number of gorse bushes and brambles and everything. Tights just don't seem to be a practical thing to wear. No, hold on, stop the battle. Got a ladder. I've got a ladder again. And I just wanted to give the guy some dignity.
So, Kate, what did he want to give the character?
Well, he said he wanted to give the guy some dignity. To give the guy some dignity. Guy is another word for man, and I think we can just hear that part again.
I just wanted to give the guy some dignity.
And could you explain a little about what he means by giving him some dignity?
Well, I think he sees Robin Hood as a warrior, a fighter, and the image of him in other movies, in coloured tights, doesn't really fit in with that. The image from other movies doesn't seem to take the character seriously. It doesn't give him enough respect. So I think Crowe wanted to play him in a more gritty, realistic way.
Let's listen in more detail to what he was saying. He isn't being completely serious here, so some of the language he uses is interesting to look at. Here's the first part.
You've got to ask yourself the practicality of romping through the English forest wearing a pair of green tights.
So he questions the practicality of romping through the English forest wearing a pair of green tights.
Yes, it's almost a comedy scene, he describes. Romping is a word not normally used for brave and dramatic actions, and the verb to romp describes playing or moving in a lively and energetic way, and is more often used for animals or children rather than warriors.
He goes on to talk about some of the dangers of the English forest. Well, dangers to your tights, anyway. He mentions gorse bushes and brambles. What are they?
Yes, these are kinds of plants that are common in English forests, and they have small, sharp bits that can easily cut you. Not a big cut, more of a scratch, really.
So they could certainly do some damage to a pair of tights. Here's Russell Crowe.
The proximity and number of gorse bushes and brambles and everything. Tights just don't seem to be a practical thing to wear. No, hold on, stop the battle. Got a ladder. I've got a ladder again.
Kate, what's he saying here?
Well, he's joking about the proximity and number of gorse and brambles, which means there are lots of these plants and you're always close to them, so that would be a problem if you have tights. You might get a ladder and have to stop the battle to fix your tights.
Well, I think that would be an important thing to think about. But I don't imagine that we will be seeing Russell Crowe wearing tights any time soon.
No, I doubt it very much.
Let's listen again to the whole comment from Russell Crowe.
You've got to ask yourself the practicality of romping through the English forest wearing a pair of green tights. The proximity and number of gorse bushes and brambles and everything. Tights just don't seem to be a practical thing to wear. No, hold on, stop the battle. Got a ladder. I've got a ladder again. And I just wanted to give the guy some dignity.
That's about all we have time for in this week's programme. Before we go, the answer to this week's question, which was, when was the first film about the Robin Hood story? Kate, you said...
I said B, 1918.
And you were absolutely wrong.
Oh.
It was 1908, Robin Hood and His Merry Men. Well, that's all from today's programme, but do join us next time for another 6 Minute English. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.